Blog Talk Radio.
There is a legend of two men out on the sports prairie. Two lonesome men that can wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. It is the legend of El Presidente and his faithful sidekick, $2 Bill Josh. It is the legend of the balance wrap-up, and that legend continues today.
All right, boys and girls, absolutely. That legend continues today. And one of the legends that doesn't look like he's going to be able to continue very, very much further, at least this year. And we want to just jump right into this. Again, this is the wrap-up. And as you guys know, right here on the wrap-up every day, right here on Blog Talk Radio, myself and $2 Bill Josh, we wrap up what's happened in the last 24 hours. Josh has a meeting this afternoon, so he's unable to join us. But he'll join us tomorrow for the Balanced Pep Rally and, of course, the Balanced Gridiron from 9 to 11 Eastern on Blog Talk Radio on Saturday morning. Well, guys, like I said, we want to jump right into this. And, you know, for those of you that may not be Colts fans or really understand what is going on in the Indianapolis Colts franchise, and the thing is, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, number 18, Peyton Manning, it looks like, okay, we don't have the official word on it. Obviously, we talked about that he's not going to be in the season opener against Houston Texans on Sunday, but now he's had yet another surgery, which, you know, one has got to wonder if the Indianapolis Colts are going to put number 18 Peyton Manning on the injured reserve list, and this will put him out for a chunk of the season. And quite frankly, folks, I think that we've come to the reality here where Peyton Manning very well may not be playing at all. He may not take a snap at all in the 2011 season. Well, absolutely, absolutely, and I think that pretty much sums it up. What the fans here in Indianapolis are thinking and are going through emotional distress, if you will. But guys, let's look at it like this: we've got a lot of great players left on the team, and if you think back a few years ago, I mean, absolutely, Tom Brady was out a whole season and was able to come back and have a good season. So here's the thing. Yes, it is a rough time to see for the Indianapolis Colts to see our quarterback, to see the guy that we've evolved our whole organization around over the last so many years, that, you know, that now we're faced with the reality that after another neck surgery, and that's what has happened, Peyton Manning underwent another neck surgery today, and it's the third one in 19 months. So one has got to wonder, how much longer does Peyton Manning have in the NFL? I say that he's got, you know, quite a few years left. Well, and I say quite a few years. Let me clarify that. I think he's probably got a good 6 years left and some good, you know, 3 to 5 years playing time. Now, the only way that's going to happen is if Peyton Manning takes care of himself and gets better. So my guess, and again, I don't have any official information on this, so I'm not saying this to be official. I'm just saying that all the signs point to the fact that Peyton Manning, number 18, will be out of the rest of the season. And it looks like this is a season-ending injury for him. I mean, it's a sad time here in Indianapolis. But keep in mind, guys, it's time to rally the troops. It's time to get the number 12 man out there, because now more than ever, you guys are needed for the Indianapolis Colts. So number 12, suit up. You're in the game. You're next man up, number 12. You are the next man up. Okay, we've got Dallas Clark, number 44. We've got Dwight Freeney. We've got Reggie Wayne. And, guys, yes, we have Kerry Collins taking the snaps, but that's not the end of the world. Let's look at it like this. Kerry Collins is a very good quarterback. He has been around the league for a long time. He nearly took the Titans to some playoff opportunities. Okay, he was Bill Polian's Peyton Manning back in Carolina. Jim Caldwell was the quarterback coach for Kerry Collins. So the thing is, there's a lot of connections to Kerry Collins in Indianapolis. Let's embrace him. Let's get behind him. 12 men, you're up. And it's time to earn your money with the Indianapolis Colts. Be out there at Lucas Oil Stadium supporting the Indianapolis Colts. If you cannot be there, be watching every game, put your jersey on, and so forth. So to refresh, here's what's happened. Here's what we know. Colts quarterback Peyton Manning is out because of another neck surgery. And Peyton Manning underwent more neck surgery Thursday, the third time in 19 months, and will miss not only the opening game, but possibly, and like I just said, possibly the entire season. Losing Manning for any stretch of time is a huge blow to the Colts. So don't get me wrong. I mean, absolutely, he is a intricate part of our offense. He is us. He defines the Indianapolis Colts. You know, they are a mirror of each other. The Indianapolis Colts and Peyton Manning are synopsis with each other. They are one and the same. We want to hear your comments. You know, go to our Facebook page. Just go Facebook, search The Balance, and T Balance, capital T, capital Balance, B for Balance. We want to hear send us your Twitters and so forth. Because like I said, losing Peyton Manning for any stretch of time is going to be a huge blow to the Indianapolis Colts. And that throws it opens the doors wide open for the AFC South. And then we're looking at teams like Tennessee, which the Indianapolis Colts take on Sunday without Peyton Manning. And we're looking at Tennessee Titans. The four-time MVP player has not missed a game in 14 NFL seasons with 227 consecutive starts, including the postseason. Guys, he's human. Let's let him heal, okay? Even if we don't have to win the Super Bowl every year, I mean, how many times does that happen anyway? That does not define a successful season. What defines a successful season is the fans in the stands and the players out there giving their best for their team, okay? Let's get behind them. Let's make it happen. Peyton Manning wishes he could be out there. We wish that he could be out there. Peyton Manning, like he said in his press statement yesterday, he probably misses the team more than they miss him. Okay, and I don't know how that could even be possible. But I say that it's time that we get behind him, and we'll certainly get – and we'll talk more about this on the Balanced Gridiron on Saturday between 9 and 11 a.m. Eastern time. You know, and basically they made that announcement today. Just this is kind of the quirky things that if we want to talk about it, is the things that go on in the Colts organization. It's almost as if – I don't know. I mean, we get these tweets from Jim Irsay or Bill Polian, what have you, and basically it came out just hours after Jim Irsay wrote on the Twitter account that 35-year-old Manning would be out for a while. So that gave us our indication that something was about to happen, and Coach Caldwell promised to provide more clarity. So when we saw that tweet today, we knew, okay, something's up. And then, okay, yesterday, you know, we talked about some different things when we were doing show prep and when I was talking on the Gary Snyder show, that where there's smoke, there's fire. And local sportscaster here in town, GMV, was saying that, hey, Peyton Manning had already had a surgery. Well, that had not happened, but it did happen today. So here's the thing. If Manning recovered in 10 weeks, he'd be back around November 13th for the game against Jacksonville. The week before the Colts have a bye, so one would think that they would go ahead and keep him out one more week. Now, here's the thing. Manning, who signed a five-year, $90 million contract in July, he had a neck injury in February of 2010. And, you know, the team said they would begin his rehab immediately. So they went ahead and they granted his contract for that kind of money. They're going to protect that investment. That's a lot of money, guys. I don't care how you spell it, how you deal it out, that is a lot of money. So we certainly want to hear your thoughts and give us your thoughts on Peyton Manning. It's, again, for those of you that have not heard, Peyton Manning has had another surgery, and he's going to be out, according to the Indianapolis Colts, indefinitely. And so one would think that this is probably going to be a season ending. And let's hope that it's not a career-ending injury. But it's, I think we're on that verge of that happening. And I think here's what we've got to get back to realizing, that the Indianapolis Colts, we will be fine. We will suffer, we will struggle, but we will be fine. Here's the thing, guys, and we'll get into this more in the Fantasy Football Huddle on Saturday, between which we incorporate now. For those of you that did not know that, we do incorporate our Fantasy Football Huddle into the Balanced Gridiron. And we will be talking about the fantasy ramifications of Peyton Manning being on your team. Obviously, he was one of the top round draft picks that that happened in this year, and obviously from year to go. So, you know, basically we've just got to step back and you know, let Peyton Manning get better, let him get healed. Let's not be the fans that say, oh, well, I can't go to a game now because Peyton Manning. There goes our winning season. Really, guys? I'd rather you not come to the game. I'd rather you stay home. In fact, don't even watch the Colts on TV, because if you cannot support your team as a fan when they need you, only when they're winning, you're not a real fan. We don't need you in the stands anyway. It frees up the seat for somebody that wants to be there and wants to be a fan. I'm just saying, guys, support your Colts right now. Now's the time to support them. And in the meantime, you know, who knows? We can win some games, that's for sure. You know, so let's just be cautious about saying, oh, okay, well, I hate the Colts now because Peyton Manning. Because if you are a fan of the Indianapolis Colts just because of number 18, well, then you are a fan of Peyton Manning, not a fan of the Colts. So don't say you're a Colts fan. Don't tell me you're a Colts fan when you're just a fan of number 18. You're a fan of the greatest player of the game, almost. Okay, great. Who isn't? That's why he's the greatest player of the game. It is time that we circle around the wagon. We as 12th man need to step up and root our Colts on. And, you know, it goes more to it means more to a team to have fans in the stands. And Kerry Collins, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, Kerry Collins is going to make mistakes. He's still learning our offense, but he's a great quarterback. He's a good choice. He's a good pickup. So, you know, I don't want to hear the crying. Peyton Manning's hurt. We got to move forward. We have to move forward. I'm just saying. Okay, guys, I'm going to step off my soapbox there just for a minute. What we're going to do here, and coming up here this Saturday on our Balanced Gridiron, we're going to take some time to reflect 9/11, and we want to hear your stories, and we've been gathering some stories, and we've got some good guests lined up to talk about 9/11 and what that has meant to them, where they were at, and what they were doing, and so forth. And we want to get their stories. We want to hear from you, and we've dedicated a 30-minute portion of our 2-hour show on Saturday at the Balanced Gridiron to 9/11, and so we are going to play a little promo, and we're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk about tonight's game, okay, against the Packers and the Saints. Kickoff. Football is here. There's been a lot of uncertainties in the offseason, but guys, it's time to relax. Football is here. Peyton Manning is not. When we get back, we're going to break down the Packers and the Saints.
That looks like a second play. Yeah, I can't see a plane go in. That's That just exploded.
I just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did. That was
the second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted
arriving at the scene. Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to back sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
There's another one.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. There's another one.
It seems to be on purpose.
Oh, my goodness. Now it's obvious, I think, that there's a second plane.
Okay. Where do you get your knowledge from? How much time do you have in a pilot?
Oh, there's another.
Oh no! Okay.
Explosion.
Explosions, multiple explosions, ladies and gentlemen. We just saw another explosion. Obviously.
On September 11, 2001, the world stopped turning for the United States of America. Balance remembers. We want to hear your stories. Were you there? Did you survive?
Did you hear the explosion?
Did you have family members there?
We
want to know how September 11th affected you. Give us your comments at www.thebalanceonline.com or on our Facebook fan page. The Balance will be airing a very special episode to remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice on September 11th, 2001. May God bless America.
Right in the middle of the building. And right now, that was definitely looked like it was on purpose.
You saw a plane?
Yes, I just saw a plane go into the building.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
All right, boys. All right. Welcome back to The Balance wrap up. My name's Tom Marquess. Usually right alongside me is my partner in crime and that guy with his very own jersey, Mr. $2 Bill Josh. Although we had a meeting that he had to be in today, could not join us. But he'll be joining us for tomorrow's pep rally, and we're going to really break that down in the Balance pep rally. A lot of high school games happening here in central Indiana and across the nation as well. That's tomorrow, the pep rally, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you could join us for the wrap-up. And again, if you missed the first part of the show, and we'll certainly get more into that, and you can find it on our website, all the information on the website about Peyton Manning. He apparently is out for a big chunk of the season, and one would think that he's probably not going to be able to return this year, and it's an unfortunate situation, and Kerry Collins is going to be our quarterback. So let's move forward, guys. We have football. It's starting tonight. Kickoff is here after all the debacle with the lockout, and are we going to have a season or are we not going to have a season? Well, we're going to have a season. It starts tonight right here, September 8th, 2011, is the kickoff to the NFL season. It's the Packers and the Saints. Both of those teams have won Super Bowls in their own right, and so you know there's a if you, so mind you guys and I sent out an email to all the guys in the fantasy football, the Balanced Fantasy Football League today and yesterday. Set your lineup, guys, because it starts tonight. So we really want to kind of look at this game. I mean, it's going to be a good game between the Packers and the Saints. I mean, I think that you know there's a lot of top guns. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees are going to have to figure out. One's going to have to figure out a way to stop the other. They both have been to a Super Bowl, but are they the game's most important matchup? I tell you what, guys, they are two of the best of the four or five quarterbacks, and one of them we already know is Peyton Manning, and he's out. So these guys could just step up to the plate this year and really come to light as one of the great quarterbacks of all time. The winner tonight probably will come down to whether or not which quarterback is sharper at the start of the year, really. And right now I think that's Aaron Rodgers. I really do. I think Aaron Rodgers is sinking and shooting and firing on all cylinders. And I just, you know, I think that's what we've got to look at there. And I here's with the Saints tonight. I like Marquise Colston, an impressive receiver. I mean, this guy's 6'4", 225 pounds, strong as an ox, fast. And I tell you what, the Saints have enough weapons that it's risky to devote too many resources to taking away any one single one. So you know it's going to be a good game tonight between the Packers and the Saints. And again, fantasy football, for those of you who are in fantasy football, know that Aaron Rodgers is probably the top quarterback out there right now. And, you know, one would believe that if you've not drafted yet, you might want to look at him being your number one draft pick, as he was in many leagues and as he was in our league as well. So, I mean, the NFL scoreboard is just going to show time and time again this year that Aaron Rodgers is your fantasy stud to get. So if you've not got him, go out there and get him. Here's the other person that I like from tonight, tight end Finley. He's his first game back from an injury last year and comes against one of the best young safeties in the NFL, Malcolm Jenkins, who is the Saints, in my opinion anyway, the Saints' top defensive player. Jenkins has to cover skills from a starting caliber cornerback in just enough size, 6 foot. I think he's around 6 foot, 204 pounds. So the Saints, presumably anyway, will try to match Jenkins up with Finley as much as they can. And if Finley proves to be too big and too good to handle, New Orleans defense can be in for a very long day today. So, hey, you know, here are some of the things that we want to hear from you. We want to know, what do you think about the opening night? What do you think about the Packers and the Saints? What will be the outcome of tonight's game? Will the Packers win in a blowout? Will the Packers win? Will the Packers lose after a close game? Or will the Saints, mop the field with their arses? I mean, we want to hear from you guys. And make sure that you're tweeting us, T-Balance, or follow us on Twitter under T-Balance, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search The Balance. And also, I want to reiterate that coming up this Saturday between 9 and 11 is we're going to dedicate 30 minutes to just talking about 9/11 and what it's done and the impact that it's had on our nation. We've got some guests lined up that we're going to be talking to. You know, where were you at on 9/11? Do you remember? Do you remember what kind of an impact that it had on your life? Were you a survivor of some sort? I mean, we're all survivors, but were you there in New York, around Pennsylvania, around Washington, D.C.? My brother was at the Pentagon. My son is now in the Marines. If you think about the young soldiers that are going into the U.S. military now, if you think about that, when a lot of these young soldiers are 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, a lot of these kids were 10 years old at the time. And so a lot of these kids were really young to remember. But as a country, we will never forget. So we're going to take some time during the Balanced Gridiron on Saturday to talk about that. Again, tonight, the NFL starts up, okay? Let's rally up and make sure you guys got your fantasy football team ready to go. Tonight, 7:30 Central Time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the Packers host the Saints. And I tell you what, it's going to be a good game. Green Bay kicks off its 93rd season in team history and 91st member of the National Football – and 91st, I'm sorry, as the national member of the National Football League. And by hosting New Orleans on tonight is a nationally televised contest, just the third Thursday night in Lambeau Field. So we'll see how that contest ends up. I'm not sure really what kind of contest that they're doing there. NBC Sports, tonight also, President Obama will be delivering a speech just right before the game to talk about his things going on with his how he's going to increase some jobs, and, you know, we hope that he could do that. This is not a political show, it's a sports show, so that's going to be going on tonight right before the game. So Obama, from the balance, you better not go over. I mean, because I tell you what, you got a lot of fans are going to be disappointed when you're out there in Wisconsin if you go over with them. But actually, no. In all seriousness, the Saints will be making their fourth. They've only been to Lambeau Field four times. This is the fourth time in their entire franchise history. The teams have only played each other seven times in Milwaukee from 1960 to 1985, and with the most recent visit coming back in 2006. So this will be basically the fourth time overall in the past seven seasons that the teams have even met. And Green Bay and New Orleans are the only two teams in the league to finish in the top 10 total offenses in each of the past five seasons. And tonight's game is also a matchup of the two most successful teams since 2006, including the postseason. The Packers ranked number two in the conference and a winning percentage at .609, 53-34, trailing only New Orleans, 53-33 over that span. So it's going to be a great game. And so I hope you guys are ready for some football, because I am ready for some football, boys and girls. So, guys, that's going to do it. As a recap, Peyton Manning out for a chance to come. Like he's out for the remainder of the season. We don't know that to be fact yet, but it certainly looks like that is on its way. Join us tomorrow for the pep rally, myself and $2 Bill Josh, as we break down Central Indiana's high school football. And then Saturday morning from 9 to 11 right here on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Balanced Gridiron.